Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Friday, July 10, 2026, is Gu Yanwu. Gu Yanwu, Chinese, Pinyin, Gu Yanwu, 1613-1682, was a Chinese historian, philologist, and poet. After failing to advance through the civil service examination system and surviving the upheaval of the Qing conquest of the Ming Dynasty, he became an itinerant scholar, traveling across much of China while collecting notes for his work. Born to a family of scholar officials in the village of Quaiyandun in modern Kunshan, Jiangsu, Gu was adopted as the grandchild of his paternal uncle as an infant. He was tutored in the Chinese classics by his adoptive family, and began to pursue advancement in the imperial examination system. After the death of his adoptive grandfather, he passed preliminary examinations in 1626, but repeatedly failed to advance to the rank of Juran. He abandoned the exams in 1641. He became a Ming loyalist after the Qing conquest, changing his personal name from Jiang to Yanwu, warlike and blazing, but declined any political position in the Ming rump state, after which he began traveling across China, likely financed by his family's land holdings in Kunshan. The most notable of Gu's works was the Rizhu Lu, Record of Daily Knowledge, an edited collection of his notes on various topics, most mainly related to statecraft and historiography. He was critical of Neo-Confucianism, Buddhism, and Taoism. He criticized political centralization and reliance on law codes, arguing this ultimately reduced central authority by delegating power to clerks and officials. He advocated for historical study centered on primary sources. Only two of his works, the first edition of the Rizhu Lu and his phonology treatise Yingsu Wushu, five books on phonology, were published during his lifetime. The rest of his surviving works, including a variety of poetry, geographical texts, and notes, were published by his lone disciple Pan Lei after his death. Many of his works were lost. Gu's thought influenced scholars throughout the Qing period, and 19th century scholars such as He Xiaoji venerated him at a Beijing temple constructed in his honor. Later, revolutionaries such as Liang Kuaichao praised his work, stressing his empiricism and resistance to Qing rule. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2:06 UTC on Friday, July 10, 2026. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Gu Yanwu. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Blue Sky at wikioftheday.com. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Generative Sally.